what can you tell us about the column of smoke emerging from behind the mall?
Well, about 15 minutes ago, we got a report of a fire behind the mall. The first fire engine that got there reported that they had about a 300-foot by 300-foot fire that was moving slowly in the light grass behind the mall. Right now, we have two fire engines, a water tender, and two fire chiefs on scene. They report that they're working to control the fire. And the last report I heard that they expect to be out for at least an hour.
So two engines, two chiefs moving slowly. Do you respond to fires back there relatively frequently, given the fact that nobody lives there and there's no businesses back there?
Well, yes, we do respond to fires on a fairly regular basis back there, especially during this time of year.
And that is because of the homeless encampments, or it's just flammable? What's happening back there?
Well, it's a combination of a number of things. We do respond to escaped campfires is one of the causes for the fires we respond to back there. There's a lot of foot traffic there, and we respond to fires that were set as well. Other fires that we don't know why they started, they could be from smoking materials or causes like that, but either incendiary fires or escaped campfires are the main causes of the fires that we respond to back there.
So finally, did you say that you expected it to be contained within an hour or extinguished within an hour?
Well, it should be extinguished within an hour. Right now, they're just working to contain it within certain areas. It'll be allowed to burn into certain areas so that the fuel will be burned out, so that area won't catch on fire at a future date.
There was a fire on the bay shore up on the north side of Eureka in which a boat was summoned, and that was used with great effect. Any talk of getting a boat out there?
No, not at this time. The boat is staffed by personnel from the Humboldt Bay Harbor District, mm-hmm. and our apparatus right now is in a good position to take care of the fire where it is right now. I don't know if it's true, but sometimes the boat is restricted in how close it can get to the shore by the tide and the topography of the bottom of the bay there. I can't speak to the conditions in this particular case, but I know there are those restrictions some cases.
Thank you again for going on the air with us. Lastly, other than having the public avoid that area, is there anything you'd like the public to know about this fire?
Well, just in general, that all the areas in town here, and especially up in the hills, are a lot dried out right now because of the weather. And even here in Eureka, discarded smoking materials or anything like that can easily start a fire, so just to use extra caution.
All right, Rusty Goodlife, thank you so much, and good luck.
Thank you now.
Take care.
It's